Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines. The National Treasury will release a discussion document on carbon tax by mid-2010, which would investigate measures to implement carbon pricing, said Treasury spokesperson Thoraya Pandey yesterday. A second discussion paper dealing with emissions trading is due for release early next year. This will aim at assisting South Africa to meet its commitments as outlined by President Jacob Zuma at the Global Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen to reduce emissions by 34% below the business-as-usual emissions trajectory by 2020 and by 42% by 2025. Addressing participants at a Nedbank Capital briefing on the economics of climate change, Deloitte Tax Director Dwayne Newman indicated that the South African government seems to favour the carbon tax option at this stage, and thus it is important for business to be aware of this stance when lobbying. Gloom and frustration pervaded the World Trade Organization yesterday as the prospects of completing a new global commerce pact this year receded. The WTO's 153 members had agreed to take stock at the end of March on whether the eight-year-old Doha round could be concluded this year, as called for by political leaders. But WTO DG Pascal Lamy told the General Council that there were too many gaps and uncertainties in the negotiations to bring in ministers at this point. Egypt said that the talks had made no tangible progress since an abortive meeting of ministers in July 2008 and were now stuck in an abyss between rhetoric and reality. India's WTO ambassador told the council that the prospects of reaching a deal in 2010 were now in question, while Mexico's ambassador said that gaps between the countries were now wider than in July 2008. African National Congress Youth League President Julius Malema contended yesterday that he is the victim of a conspiracy to discredit him in the media. Briefing reporters after questions were raised about his lifestyle in media reports, Malema said that he had instructed his lawyers to process his resignations from all his business interests in Limpopo province in order to focus his attentions on the ANC Youth League. However, Malema could not provide any written proof of his resignations from the various companies. Further reports since the briefing show that Malema is in fact still listed as a director of SGL Engineering Projects as well as three other companies, according to the South African company database published by Butterworths. When approached for comment, ANC Youth League spokesperson Floyd Shivambu said that it is not the league's problem if the database had not been updated. Also making headlines, South Africa tells a United Nations Security Council committee that it intercepted a North Korean weapons shipment bound for Central Africa. An Egypt export insurance company says that Africa investment risks are overstated. Acting Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan says that the country is committed to an oil sector overhaul. And Niger's military junta wins popularity for ousting the unpopular Tangier regime, but has outlined no plans of democratic reform yet. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.